This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a pandemic of spiritual hope that is breaking out in Iran. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
As the government of Iran is facing internal unrest and covert attempts to undermine the radical regime, thousands and thousands of Iranian people are finding hope in Jesus Christ. The ruling Islamic clerics are facing challenges on many fronts, from the devastating coronavirus outbreak to the mysterious fires at their military and nuclear facilities, and the continual protests. They are desperately trying to maintain their draconian control of the Arab nation. Near the city of Damascus, Israel struck at Syrian military positions and weapon facilities that were backed by the Iranian government. On Monday, July 20th, the Iranians executed a man that was believed to be helping the CIA and Israeli intelligence with information that led to the precise drone strike that took out General Qasem Soleimani. Also, mysterious fires have been burning at various nuclear and military installments throughout Iran. As the Iranian government is struggling to hold on to its power, the Iranian people are finding their hope and peace in a new place, Jesus Christ. It is being reported that thousands upon thousands of Muslims are turning to Christianity during the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Mike Ansari runs Mobat TV, a Christian satellite channel that has risen in popularity in Iran during the lockdown. He says that, "We are registering around 3,000 personal decisions by Iranian Muslims to leave Islam for Christianity during this revival. That is why we are calling this a pandemic of hope." And those 3,000 decisions for Christ each month since March are just the ones that can be counted because they have contacted with Mobat TV. Only God knows what the true number is. Ansari says that people in Iran are just not happy the way their economy is going, the way the government is robbing from them and their natural resources and exporting Shia Islam to the neighboring countries, so they just don't trust their government. With many people leaving Islam for Christianity, the church is experiencing heightened backlash with dozens of Christians being arrested and imprisoned. Even though Iran is one of the most dangerous places in the world for Christians, Christianity is growing faster there than any other country in the world. Let's continue to pray that the revival that is happening in Iran continues to burn bright and spread from heart to heart, and we will see Jesus lifted high in all the earth. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.